the folks that are here because they want to worship God and they want to hear preaching and they come to seek the face of the Lord. Praise God. And there's no critics in the bunch. They're just wanting to worship God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. I love to worship the Lord. Praise God. I believe in the scripture, Psalms 47 and verse number 1, that says, "Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph." Why don't we just do that right now? Praise God. Let's clap them to Jesus. Let's clap them to Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, let's give Him some more praise. He is worthy of all of our praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. There are many scriptures I could probably bring to our attention and our mind this morning concerning these things. But I know that every second I do that is I'm taken out of the seconds that I probably need and what I'm going to try to preach about today. Praise God. Amen. I don't have a wristwatch, and there is no big clock. I have a clock in my church that sits right on the back wall. That's not for my visiting preachers. It's for me, because I want to see what time it is. But if somebody's got a wristwatch, they will loan me until I get through. I will give that back to you. Man, I may keep this one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, those of you that know me know that I am a type of person that likes to have fun, that likes to laugh a lot. I think that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, and so I laugh a lot. This is probably why, even though I'm 51 years old, I probably don't have quite as much gray hair as some of you do. Or maybe I have more than some of you do. Praise God. I try not to get too stressed and too worried, too uptight. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a good life living for the Lord. Are you nervous? I'm getting more unnervous the more I go here. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles to the book of 2 Chronicles. Chapter 14. I'm thankful for all my friends that are here today. Problem is most of them so far back I can't see them. Chapter 14, verse number 1. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa his son reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. And Asa did that which was good. Everybody say good. And Asa did that which was right. Can you say right? In the eyes of the Lord his God. For he took away the altars of the strange gods and the high places and break down the images and cut down the groves and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to do the law and the commandment. Also he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. Chapter 15, verse number 8. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage. I believe we need courage these days. Praise God. If we're going to do the will of God, we got to have courage, don't we? And he put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. Skipping to verse 12, and they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul, that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. Praise God. We'd be in trouble if that was still a stipulation today. And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpets, and with cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart, and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found. Thank God. We do have a God that can be found today. The Bible said, when you seek him and feel after him, he's not far from any one of us. And you can find him today. And he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. Praise God. Amen. I want to preach today, and I suppose this would be an odd text to use for such a title. I don't know really what titles are, except something to kind of hold on to. But I want to preach about apostolic revival. I want apostolic revival. Praise God. Why don't we lift our hands and our voices to God today, and let's pray that the Holy Ghost would have its way. Jesus, I give you the praise. I love you today. I have felt a witness of your Spirit, God, that what I am about to embark on is the will of God. I pray that you would touch every heart, every mind that's in this place. Let not just anointing and liberty flow, but the blessing of the Holy Ghost. I pray for your blessing upon your word today, that you would bless it, that you would take this word today, God, and do a work in the lives of your people. We give you all the praise. Let's love the Lord again. Hallelujah. 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 God, I love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated. Amen. The only thing that I would ask of you today, amen, is that you hear me out. And don't prejudge what I'm saying until I finish what I'm saying. Praise God. And it's kind of like a book, you know. Sometimes you start reading it and you just, I don't like this, until you get into it a little better and finally, well, this maybe is not so bad after all. Well, the more you get into this, the more you think it's not good. But anyway, we'll see what we can do. Praise God. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am convinced today that God wants to give revival to His church. I believe in revival. I believe that the Bible is very emphatic that God wants His church to have revival. Praise God. I believe that God wants His church to grow. Amen. Revival, we can look at the Word of God today and we can understand that there are scriptures, many of them, that emphasize the need of revival. Praise God. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 57 and verse 15, thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in a high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and a humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the contrite one. Praise God. And so God is interested in revival. I believe that God wants us to have revival. Praise God. I believe that God wants to bless His church with revival. Praise God. The Bible says to us in the book of Psalms, chapter 85, verse number 6, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Thank God. When you have revival, you have rejoicing. I'm glad for revival. Because when revival comes, we can rejoice in the Lord. Praise God. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse number 2, said, revive thy work in the midst of the years. Samson, when he had fought the Philistines, and he said he was about to die of thirst, and he had used the jawbone, and he had flung it away. But God used the very same thing that gave him the victory over the Philistines, praise God, and he clave in a hollow place out of the jawbone. And the Bible said that water came, and he said, God, I'm about to die of thirst. But when God let the water flow out of the jawbone, he drank and he was revived. His spirit was revived. I'm glad today that when we drink of the water of the wells that come from Calvary, it revives our spirits. It revives our attitude. It revives our thinking. Praise God. I believe that there is power in revival. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Now, I am convinced today that God wants His church to grow. Praise God. Because without growth, there is no increase. Praise God. And so God wants His church to be increased. If you believe that, say amen. I believe that God wants His church to grow, but because without growth, there is no maturity. And so without growth, the church never does mature. Without growth, the church never develops the way God wants His church to develop. Praise God. Without growth, there is a deficiency in the church. Without growth, there is something that is lacking. Praise God. So growth is imperative. Growth is a must. God wants growth in His church. Praise God. Without growth, there is an insufficiency. This is kind of like some diets that I've been on. Seems like there's always something lacking. I found out about a diet. A diet is when you can eat as much as you want of things you don't like. Praise God. We want to look at revival, and we equate revival, and we equate growth simply in a numbers estimation. Sometimes we say that we're having great revival. We're having a great revival because we had 40 get the Holy Ghost, or 50 get the Holy Ghost. Now, I would probably say I'm having a great revival if that happened. Praise God. But we equate sometimes revival in a numbers sense. And that's all we look at. Praise God. Just, how many got the Holy Ghost? Praise God. I was preaching for a fellow one time when I was evangelizing. I'm not going to tell you who this was, but I was preaching for this fellow. He told me that we'd had a good revival the time I was there before. And we had like 20-something folks get the Holy Ghost. The next time I came back, there wasn't 20-something folks that were ready to get the Holy Ghost. And so we didn't have that happen. And so after a couple of weeks, he told me, he said, Brother Kendrick, he said, there is a certain evangelist I know, and he mentioned his name. He said, when there's nobody getting the Holy Ghost, he just says, well, you know what, I'm going to leave. It's time for me to go. And I figured, you know, it's time for me to pack my suitcase. And, you know, because we weren't having lots of folks get the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And so that's what some folks equate revival to and growth to, is simply how many get the Holy Ghost. How many numbers? Praise God. Now don't get quiet on me. Don't get quiet on me. Praise God. I want to tell you something. I believe in numbers. I believe in people. I want all that can get the Holy Ghost to get the Holy Ghost. I'd love to see 100 get the Holy Ghost. I'd love to see 1,000 get the Holy Ghost. I'd love to see the whole city of Lompoc get the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I don't know what we'd do with them, but it would be enjoyable and a lot of fun.
Praise God. But I'm telling you that growth is more than just numbers. Praise God. Revival is more than just numbers. Amen. I'm not preaching that there's just a few going to get the Holy Ghost. I believe that there is a fountain opened up in the house of David for sin and uncleanness. And whosoever will, let him drink of the water of life freely. And God is not willing that any perish, but all should come to repentance. God wants to save everybody. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. But I do not believe that what constitutes and composes growth is simply numbers. But I do believe that the spiritual development and the spiritual maturity of a church is very vital to God. Praise God. I am persuaded today that God wants the body. God wants the church to be developed in maturity. I believe that He wants His church to be complete in Him and not in ourselves, because we are incomplete in ourselves. Praise God. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it's according to His mercy. He saved us by the washing and the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly. Praise God. And so it's not in ourselves. We cannot do it, but we need help. And our help doesn't come from the things of this world, but we need help from a God that is willing and wanting and desiring and hungry, praise God, to give revival to His church. Let's worship the Lord for a moment. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I do not believe that revival is an option. Hello. I believe revival is a must. Praise God. Because without revival, we become stagnant. Without revival, we become complacent. Without revival, we become lethargic. Praise God. Without growth, we become stagnant. Without growth, without maturity, without development, we become complacent. Praise God. We never reach the potential that God wants us to reach. I believe that God wants His church to reach the potential He wants them to reach. There is places that God wants us to reach. Amen. We become a cesspool instead of an artesian well. We need revival. We need renewing of mind. I'm telling you, in this world today, we need renewing of mind. There's just too many spirits that are not right. There are too many things that we fight. There are too many things that we face. There's too much opposition. We need our minds renewed. Praise God. We need an infusion of new vigor and vitality. Praise God. I said we need revival. We cannot exist without revival. We cannot make it without revival. We will dry up without revival. But thank God there is a God that wants to give His church revival. Praise God. We don't need a lot of programs. We don't need more dramas. Thank you for the flowers. Praise God. We don't need a lot of Lord help us. We don't need a whole lot of musical festivals. I love singing. Praise God. We had the Bakersfield Youth Choir last week at our church, and they blessed us, and we loved it, and we were wall-to-wall people. Praise God. It was glorious. We had a great time. But what I'm preaching today is what we need is the breath of God. We need the Spirit of God. We need the working of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. We don't need the things, amen, that are man invented, but we need something that comes from the throne of God. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Ghost. We need apostolic revival. Praise God. We need the Word of God. We need the Word of God. We need the Word of God preached. Praise God. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 2, verse number 7, that talking about Adam, when God formed man out of the dust of the ground, He breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Praise God. God formed him. Amen. And He formed him out of the dust. And what did Adam look like? I don't know. And neither do you, but he probably didn't look like all of us. He probably had a little better physique than I've got. His nose may not be in quite as big as mine is. I don't know. Amen. But anyway, God formed him out of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils. And man became a living soul. Praise God. You know that when he breathed into the nostrils of Adam, this was a word called Neshima, which means the puff of life. Every man born has this. Praise God. They have the puff of life. It is enough to exist on this earth. But the Bible tells us that when God, amen, in the beginning created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Hallelujah. That was not just the puff of life, but that was a word that was ruach, which means a violent wind or a violent tempest. Hey, I'm telling you that too many times we try to exist on just a puff, just a puff. But what we need is the breath. It's God blowing. It's God's Spirit. It's apostolic revival. Praise God. When God moves into our presence. Praise God. I know that we in our churches and possibly even here, I don't know, we have sticks in the mud. Praise God. Now, I don't believe. You know, sometimes I wonder how some people even got the Holy Ghost. Man, I don't see an arm crossed out there right now. Praise God. You know, I always want to put damper on things. All that noise is not necessary. All that loud stuff is not necessary. I found out, Brother Morton, you can't please. There's two things you can't please everybody in your church on. One is the weather. I'm too hot. And another one's sitting there saying, I'm freezing. And the other one is the sound system. Praise God. Some saying, I can't hear you. Another saying, tone it down. Praise God, they're too loud. Too loud. Too noisy. We'll run everybody off. We'll scare them away. Hey, this thing was born in a blaze. I want you to know where they got the baptism of the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 2 and verses 1 through 4. They staggered out of an upper room, intoxicated with the power and drunk on the presence and the Spirit of God Almighty. Thank God. I'm telling you that God is on the throne and God wants to give His people revival. Oh, let's clap our hands to Jesus. Praise God. It's not by works. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's not by your might. It's not by my might. But thank God, it's by my Spirit, thus saith the Lord. Aren't you glad you got the Holy Ghost? Aren't you glad God gave you the Holy Ghost? Aren't you glad you can worship God? Aren't you glad you know who He is today? Praise God. You may be seated. And so, I ain't going to have enough time today, Brother Flowers. But we're just going to have to try it. So we get to the 14th and the 15th chapter. And revival under Asa. Praise God. In the 15th chapter, the Bible says this, that they sought him. Verse number 12. They entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. Praise God. Praise God. All their heart and all their soul. That whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, man or woman. I got to get out of part of this because there's something I got to get to. And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice and with shoutings and trumpet. And they rejoiced at the oath because they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found to them, and the Lord gave them rest bound about. I'm going to say this today, that you're not going to find God when you seek him just half-heartedly. You've got to seek him with everything you got. You got to love him with everything you got. Praise God. Sometimes you look at folks, and I've seen folks sit around there, and other folks are getting blessing, feeling the touch of God. Hallelujah. Just feeling. You know, I'm just the type that believes you're going to feel something. I just don't think you're going to go through service when you're an apostolic. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something. You take a born-again apostolic and put him in a dead, stagnant service, and he's going to be like a mountain trout in the bayous of Louisiana. He's going to say, I don't belong here. I can't exist here. I can't make it here. I want the fire. I want the glory. I want God. Seek him. And they sought him with their whole desire. And they sought him. And thank God he was found of them. Praise God. And so we move on to Asa a little bit. And there's something I want to tell you about Asa. If you will notice in the 14th chapter and the first verses, that after his father Abijah was buried and Asa began to reign, the Bible says that he did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. What did he do that was good and right? He took away the altars of the strange gods. All right, now that you didn't like the worship and all the shouting, I'm going to appeal to your reason a little bit here. Praise God. He took away the strange gods. He took away the things that didn't belong there. Praise God. He did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord. He began his reign as king, amen, by dealing with idolatry. You see, worship of Baal and Ashtaroth had become quite famous to Judah at this time. And they had latched onto it and started to cling to it. Because Solomon came along and patronized it. And when Rehoboam came along, he kind of encouraged it. You know, maybe that's not too bad. Maybe we ought to try that out. Maybe that's a good idea. They're gods. Maybe they've got something to offer to us. Praise God. You know, and so, and then when Abijah came along, Abijah said, he confirmed it. He said, this is the way. This is what we got to do. Praise God. In fact, his own mother, Asa's own mother, was a worshiper of Ashtaroth. She was a worshiper of idols and images. Praise God. And I'm telling you that Asa even dealt with her. Praise God. Yeah, I don't need a lot of amens right now because I'm getting on familiar turf here. Praise God. Judah had become fascinated with her gods. And she was led astray. But when Asa came along and the acts of the reformer came crashing down through the groves, I'm going to tell you what Asa said. He said, there's some things that don't belong here. You know what he did? He unsheathed his sword. Praise God. He said, if we're going to have revival, he said, the first thing we got to do is there's some groves we got to get rid of. Praise God. There's some Phoenician goddesses that we've got to get rid of. There's some idols and there's some images that we've got to get rid of. Praise God. Because before long, we're going to see His glory and we're going to have His power and we're going to have His presence. Praise God. But the first thing that we do, amen, is we've got to get rid of some images and some high places and some abominable idols. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Mefford preached a message the other day. And I want you to know Brother Mefford baptized me. He was the assistant pastor at the time. And he baptized me in Jesus' name. Praise God. And he preached a message. I listened to the tape. And he said, this message has a hook in it. I'm glad it's got a hook in it because it hooked me. It got a hold of me. Praise God. It hooked me. I want you to know that this is not just a way, friend. The charismatics have never had it. We're not taking anything back from the charismatics. The charismatics have never had it. Come on, friends. I say they ain't never had it. This is the church of the living God. He said, you are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him that called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in times past were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Thank God we're in the church of the living God. It's been blood bought. He shed His blood. We've been redeemed with the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul said, don't weep for me. I'm not ready to go to Jerusalem and be bound, but I'm ready to die for the name of the Lord Jesus. If it takes my death, I'm willing to do it. Now listen to what I'm saying. I won't guarantee you everything I preach and teach my church is a conviction. But I will guarantee you that I have a conviction that there's only one God. I have a conviction that if you're not born again of the water and the Spirit, friend, that's the only way you're going to make it into heaven. Hallelujah. You must be born again. I said you must be born again. You got to be baptized in Jesus' name. You got to have the blood of the covenant. Praise God. It's got to wash. Oh, I'm so glad for the blood of Jesus Christ. It will never lose its power. I said it will never lose its power. I have a conviction. I ain't changing. Brother Terry, I don't know if you'll hear this tape or not, but hear me, my friend. I ain't changing on the new birth. I ain't changing on one God. Praise God. You say you won't have apostolic revival if you preach that. I differ with you. You won't have apostolic revival if you don't preach it. Praise God. You got to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Oh, let's love Him again. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. I'm closing. You can stand with me if you would today. I'm closing. Praise God. Let's get some music. Get everything settled right here. Hallelujah. I want to read something to you. In the book of Psalms, this is in the Bible that Brother Terry gave me. Oh, don't get jealous over this. I had to finagle with him to get this. You don't ever get anything from Brother Terry without it costing you something. Praise God. Praise God. I read this little footnote Brother Terry has here. It says, you, and you got to understand, Brother Terry, you or anyone else cannot destroy this foundation. And the scripture is in Psalms 11:3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And he put a note that says, you or no one else can destroy this foundation. I'm glad I'm Jesus' name. I'm glad I've been baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm glad for the truth. The truth is what sets us free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And here was another one that he wrote. He said, Jesus' name, check out his enemies. And the scripture is, thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Praise God. Now, I hope I haven't made enemies today. I hope I've made friends. I don't want to be your enemy. Don't let me be your enemy because I preach truth. I'm sorry if this is not what you want to hear. But I'm telling you, I'm so glad. I'm so glad for a pastor that preached one God to me. I'm so glad. It's ingrained in my system. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm thankful. Hallelujah. That when you get baptized in Jesus' name, it washes all your sins away. I don't know if my son is here. Jonathan? See here? See here? Praise God. Hallelujah. That's one of the finest looking boys you ever see. He looks just like his dad. The only difference with him, Brother Flowers, he's 6'2". He grew up and I grew out. Praise God. You know, I know that sometimes we struggle with our children. All children aren't lily white. They go through things. And I've went through things with some of mine. I do want to say today that every one of them are living for God. Every one of them are living for God today, Brother Morton. There was I've told this before, but I just think it bears telling again. When John was younger, he wanted to play sports. He wanted to play high school basketball. Well, I'm sorry, I said I wanted to say a lot about these things, didn't I? And I said, you know, son, I said, I just can't let you do that. He said, why, Dad? Well, because the Bible says to come out from among them, that you said that, you know, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Don't have any fellowship with them. You do hear these things preached in your church, don't you? And so, I'm not going to tell you everything that happened, but he quit living for God for a while. But thank God he came back. And when he came back, it hadn't changed. It's the same. And I'm glad for today for a message that doesn't change. I hunger for revival. I hunger for thousands. God knows it's the truth. I want our church to be full. I want that. But oh God, I don't want to have revival when I've got to compromise this beautiful message. Because then it's not apostolic revival. I want apostolic revival. Let's lift our hands and love the Lord together.